This is Engaging the Community, a monthly conversation with the president of Missouri State University, Cliff Smart. Welcome back to the program, sir.
Good morning, Scott.
For citizens in the immediate area, it might be easy to forget that the MSU system oversees more than just the Springfield campus. Today, I wanted to specifically discuss the West Plains site, which is a separately accredited two-year open admissions campus. So, first, some definitions for us. The words separately accredited and open admissions, what do they mean?
So open admissions mean that we take all comers. Mm-hmm. And so if you have a high school, if you've graduated from high school or have a GED, you can begin studying at West Plains. That's not true on the Springfield campus. We have a selective admission policy, and you have to hit a certain ACT score. You have to have a certain grade point to get in. A piece of that difference is that is really designed as an entry point for higher education for an area that is really one of the poorest areas in our state and, frankly, one of the poorest congressional districts in the nation.
Chancellor Bennett makes that a priority to point out to people when he's first introducing them to the West Plains campus. Why is that a significant thing for people to know?
Well, for example, it's a different student population coming to college. If it's an open admission school and you're taking all comers, you have typically a much higher percentage of your student body that needs developmental math in particular and English, maybe 65-75% some year. There's a much bigger question of trying to get those students ready to do college-level work than at a very selective or selective institution as we are here in Springfield. The other thing is that there's less support at home. In Howe County, for example, only about 14% of the people living there age 25 to 65 have a four-year degree. Greene County, it's closer. It's in that 35 to 40% range. So a huge percentage of the students on the West Plains campus are first-generation students. In other words, neither parent graduated from a four-year school. And they're just additional challenges and obstacles, including financial, for the students going to West Plains than for the bulk of the students going to Springfield.
How about a history lesson before we get into some of the current challenges? How did the West Plains campus come to be a part of the MSU system?
You know, there's really a legislator, his name is Granville Vaughn, back in the early 60s that advocated for a two-year school to be in this seven-county area where community colleges were not serving. He frankly didn't think the area could support a tax levy for a community college, and so he needed a four-year institution to take that project on. We were the nearest one at the time. And so in 1963, by statute approved by the governor, a resident center in West Plains was formed. The requirement was you have to have at least 100 students that want to take some college courses. It began meeting in the high school in West Plains and since has grown from that first class of 111 students to about 2,000 students that attend there this year.
Are you seeing the enrollment trend as it is in Springfield similar in the West Plains area?
Over that 54-year history, we've seen periods of tremendous growth. We are not setting enrollment records now in West Plains, but we've kind of leveled off in a stable student body of 1,900 to 2,100 is kind of where we are typically in the fall. A lot of that growth fueled by the A-plus program that allows students to attend a two-year school, a community college typically, but program also applies at Missouri State West Plains. If you go through an A-plus high school, then you can attend up to 3 years of a community college or West Plains without tuition costs. And so that's one of the things that has driven growth, but we're probably at capacity there. And so if we're going to continue to grow West Plains, it's got to be because more people from typically that seven-county area, more people decide they want to go to college and take advantage of that A-plus money, or we begin to serve non-traditional students more, or we expand into more workforce development kind of programs to prepare people to work in kind of high-skilled jobs outside of your traditional four-year college model. And we're exploring all those things.
Yeah, I imagine, since the Board of Governors recently approved a long-range plan for the West Plains campus. So tell us about some of the objectives there.
The two campuses work together in putting their long-range plans together, mm-hmm. kind of a hand-in-glove thing. West Plains had representatives on all the groups in Springfield and participated in that, and then took the work that we did here and following us by 6 months, created their own long-range plan. Many of the goals are the same. We want to graduate more students. They are looking to expand into, you know, advanced manufacturing kinds of programs as well. And so we haven't traditionally done those kinds of programs at West Plains. Those have mostly been left to the community colleges. And so they are moving into that area. But many of the goals for accountability are the same: graduation rates, retention rates, diversity of our faculty and staff that work there. And we just want to do a better job of helping and supporting our students get through, so they end up, whether it's with a certificate or an AA degree, or whether they also then want to transfer to a four-year school and complete a bachelor's degree. And so we want to do a better job at retention and graduation and turning out people that are prepared for the workforce.
We previously talked on this program about the budget cuts and their impact on the Missouri State University system. Can you give us a snapshot of the funding issues facing West Plains?
They're similar. We divide our state appropriation between the two campuses. And based on the formula, they will have a little smaller cut to deal with than we do here. We're right at about 9%, and they're going to be at about 7.5%. But one of the challenges they have at West Plains that we don't have at Springfield is they don't have that enrollment growth to help them get over the hump in terms of extra expenses. Their employees are in the Mosier's pension plan as well, and so we've had a significant increase in that. And there are other expenses. And so they're working internally and with all of their groups to figure out how to cut how to fill a hole of about $750,000 based on both new expenses they have and reduction in state appropriations. And then they're struggling with the issue of how much can we do with cuts versus how much would be appropriate to pass on to students as a tuition increase. Again, recognizing that the demographics of their student body make paying additional tuition challenging as well. And so there are no easy answers to that, but they're working through that process there just as we are here. And then we'll be presenting a status report to the board from both campuses in March. That separately accredited thing that we started off with, and I didn't answer you originally, West Plains is accredited based on how they do as an individual campus. And so one of the requirements is they have their own budget and they have to deal with that themselves. And so we'll be reporting out where both budget committees are at the March meeting and dealing with both the tuition issue as well as the reduction in expenses issue.
Okay. President Cliff Smart, thanks for joining us on Engaging the Community.
Thank you, Scott.